just Joe Lighthouse steamboat is coming down and just get steamboat just get from Curzon, but just not much and walk on the mountain again. And we find that people, you see.
Yes. And did you come looking for gold too?
Huh?
Did you come looking for gold too?
No.
You didn't look for gold?
No. Just we hear this Dawson everything and nothing beside all over.
I see.
And so this lots of thing right here, and so this people he come over here. And then we stay at the side mountain and stay in the wood all the time. And once some well, this one the time he sell meat. That time he sell meat. This
kind of meat?
All kinds of meat. Sometimes catch moose and caribou and mountain sheep. And sometimes this we trap a little bit.
Uh-huh. How much did you sell the meat for?
And sometimes in the fall time this first sheep this we sell them this 25 cents a pound caribou. And most is the same, and mountain sheep is 50 cents, but not much of it. Not much of this mountain sheep.
Now, how many caribou would you sell, or moose, or sheep?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
In the fall time, I'll try. I get in October that time. I get meat, but before this meat is. You can't keep too warm. In October.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, when does the meat keep frost? And in October, that time, middle October, sometime.
So this was how you earned your living from the time that you came over in 1901 until you were ordained. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, when were you ordained?
In 1926, on August 2nd.
And who ordained you?
Bishop Stringer.
Bishop Stringer. Whereabouts?
Right here.
Right in Dawson, or Moosehide?
Not in Moosehide.
In Moosehide, in the church in Moosehide.
That Sunday morning, Mr. Bryan got ordained right here, ordained priest right here.
Yes.
And me afternoon, Moosehide, I get ordained.
Deacon.
Deacon.
I see.
Sunday.
Had you gone to school? Did you go to school before that?
No, nothing.
No.
No, I never been to school. This only one winter time. This but 4 months. That's all. This my uncle. This he hold service, and this he teach me this my language.
What was his name?
William Jutley. The Raven William Jutley, just that my uncle just want to get ordained down there, and after a while he die.
Why would they call him the Raven?
The
Reverend William Jutley.
Yes, Raven William Jutley.
Uh-huh.
But just when he get ordained, just digging, that time they die.
Yes. Well, now, I don't know whether our radio listeners know, but you are... are blind and have been blind for some years.
Mm-hmm.
When were you blinded and how did that happen?
Now in 1927 in January I get blind.
How did you
I shoot caribou, my gun busted. And then this is my gun is all busted and still he shoot this way, he hit my eye.
It backfired into your eye.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This must have been a terrible tragedy for you.
Yes.
Did this mean that you had to go to hospital someplace?
Yes, but that you see that my gun just bust this barrel this way up, and Joe Henry he find it this one after this he go there.
Joe Henry found it. Is that right?
Yeah. He come. When I get hurt, my son, he go his camp to someplace way far, and then he come to me, and then what I do over there, I kill caribou too.
Mm-hmm. You killed the caribou, did
yes.
you? Yes. I hope you got the meat.
I kill caribou. I got lots of meat. I got lots of white man grab too, but I don't want to get short.
Mm-hmm.
So this I gone after that caribou this close to my home, this cold weather too. But I guess about 50 and 60, that much cold at that time.
My goodness.
And then this I shot caribou three caribou, knocked down. But this another one, this get up again, I shoot lots of it. And that time this my gun burst. And this two caribou there, and this two there, and...
And how did they get you to a doctor?
And then this I come doctor to say, don't do nothing for me. This when I come back, and when I come after this Joe Henry, he take me down right here. I've been hospital down there. And a doctor, Dr. Thompson and Dr. Lichabelli see my eye, but this he can't do nothing because he don't know. And they wait for Dr. Eye Special. Doris, he coming down, and this Eye Special, he coming down with him. And wait for Eye Special, but this...
And then, if I remember correctly, you went to Vancouver to the hospital.
Yeah. But the doctor's Eye Special, he come, and then he said this, you eye all right, you've been outside, and you doctor, he fixed your eye, he told me. And so he asked him, and doctor's right here, and you got everything right here? And the doctor told him, he said, no, I got nothing. We don't know this, so we got nothing. And maybe you got everything right here, this I want to fix it right away too, he said. That doctor, I special.
Yes.
But this, and then, oh, you got nothing better. He go outside, he go Vancouver, and doctor, he fix it.
I wonder if you could tell me what you think of life today. What do you think about young people and people who are living in this area today? Are they different from young people when you were young?
Yes, but this, where I'm young, this, and no school, nothing. Just only church. Church down there, this a farm, Christian, just one church. This one, I'm little one, this no church. But after a while, this, and people, he built church down there. That's all. No schoolhouse. But people, this, he makes school when form Christian, this June time, this everybody meet together. And that time, this make school, but this is own language. Some of them, this, he read Bible a little bit, that bunch, this, is stay one place. And some, this, he make spell, and he stay, that bunch, he stay one place. And then, this, children, this, he learned this alphabet. Alphabet, this outside on the house, this big paper. And then this, I stand right there, this teaching.
I see.
And later, and this, I mean this.
About the young people today?
And now this young people, this, he been school, this, he know this, he know letter, and he know the number, this, now this, he do better.
Mm-hmm.
Now he'll try to learn everything. But
so you think that they have more opportunity today?
Sure, that's a little more opportunity.
Now, just before we close, I wonder if you would like to say something to your own people in your own language.
Yeah.
So you go ahead and say something to them. Now.
Now?
Yes.
What? I don't know. I talk my language, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, I see. 1911, first Indian children, he go to school, Carcross. And then he learned a little bit.
Okay.
Nishitai. Approach 1911, Ezek Tai Troch Tinji Zuki Kat Karkos Kulkatak Chojel, Nan Kaktat Ezek Tai Troch Kutaka O Tinil Tin, Akota Ait den Jesuki na tan onjik o zan kegehi tan agadant onjik o tan agadant ako dugute itan do tatan do choku kwe zazik den Jesuki ka onjit hainchi onjit kegehi tan agadan ah den onjik o agadan ah ko tan den onjik o tan kegehi chukwint o etchuk nukuneza kike kanji kuchiti tukunu kwezi kakitanda kwasho ako tan kakitan kola kar kuyendo kakitanda chi chukten jizu latan tukinhi zangeli aikwik ehe Tinji tatak utakutanko hakatanlay. Kuya chihtay, tinji zutinlihtay, kuya toka hakatanlay kwa. Chuk, kuya tsal kuya ndo ka hakatanlay. Tahse siku tinji kutsata ketak, tukinhi kutsi, ako chuk ako desi ikwa. She doesn't visit it. Doesn't hospital don't visit it. I could set the key.